Trumos Perek Tes Mishnah Vav 9:6. Back in 9:4, we had said that when you plant restricted produce, there are six items where, provided zaro kale, if the seeds decompose before the new product grows, what comes out the ground is unrestricted. But we said if it's zaro eino kale, if it's the kind of produce that grows from like bulbs, so then like an onion bulb, so then what comes out the ground remains restricted in those six instances. So here is the Mishnah revisiting that. It says, HaTevel, we'll focus on Tevel. Tevel was one of the six. Tevel, you recall, we're talking about the restriction of eating it, achilas arai, in a casual snacking way prior to tithing. So one more time to remind you, very briefly, produce that's Tevel must be tithed. However, one may eat their produce derech arai. Achilas arai means a snack, informal eating, prior to the finishing of the production, or gemar malacha, and perhaps the bringing home of that produce. So once it has been finished being processed and brought home as appropriate, so then achilas arai, even casual snacking, is forbidden until after one tithes appropriately. So therefore you have produce that's tevel that had reached gemar malacha, finished being processed, and now is restricted in as much as you can't eat it, even achilas arai, without first tithing it. Yet, we said in Mishnah Dalet, if you plant in the ground, what comes out the ground remains unrestricted. It comes out as a fresh start, meaning once again, achilas arai is permissible. So the Mishnah here says, HaTevel, when it comes to Tevel, gedulav mutarin, what grows out of the Tevel, even though it was restricted, comes out unrestricted, mutarin meaning without restriction. Bedavar shezaro kaleh, provided we're talking about the kind of produce which grows from seeds, where the seeds are kaleh, they decompose in the ground. Avo bedavar she'en zaro kaleh, if you're talking about the kind of produce that grows from, not from seeds, things that don't totally decompose, then gedule gedulin asurin. Even the third generation, let alone the second generation, and what grows out the ground remains restricted. Asurin here doesn't mean forbidden per se, it means restricted as appropriate. So in the case of tevel, we mean that it's asur, it's forbidden to eat achilas arai. But once you tie that, of course, it becomes mutar, it becomes permissible. So asur and mutarim, as has happened many times in this Masechta already, simply means restricted and unrestricted. So eiza hu davar she'ein zaro kale, what are the kinds of produce that are considered to be that the seed doesn't totally decompose? For example, kagon haluf v'hashum v'habatzalim, things like aluf, not clear what it is. It's not actually a leek, it may be an arum, but you don't know what an arum is, and even I don't know if luf is an arum, but you do know what leeks are, so let's pretend luf is something like a leek. Ashum is garlic, betzalim are onions. The point is things that grow from bulbs. Those things are not zaro kale, and therefore if you plant the onion in the ground, and it has restrictions, what comes out of the ground remains restricted if the restriction were the eating of it achilas arai prior to tithing it, for example. Rabbi Yehuda takes issue with one thing. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hashum kisaorim. Now, in Hebrew, there's no to-be verb is not a separate word all to itself. And therefore, this construction, hashum kisaorim, could mean one of two possible things. It could either mean, grammatically, it could either mean, the words literally mean, the garlic like barley. So now, that could mean that we're saying the garlic is like barley, or we mean the garlic is the same size as barley, like etzem kasaora, a bone the size of a barley corn. So it could mean the garlic is the size of a barley corn. So those two pshatim then would shake out like this. Either it means that Rabbi Yehuda holds that garlic is like barley, meaning the same way barley is zaro kale, barley totally decomposes, so too garlic is considered to be zaro kale, and what comes out the ground of garlic is not restricted like it would be for onions. That's the first possibility. The second possibility is that we're talking about garlic has to be at least the size of a barley corn, but less than that, if you plant in the ground, it's called zaro kale. It's treated as if it did decompose and would be more lenient. So two pshatim there. Either way, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.